I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Magnesium deficiency is linked to increased risk of pelvic inflammatory disease called PID, P-I-D, with studies showing women who have lower magnesium intake face significantly higher risks of developing reproductive health issues. Research demonstrates magnesium supplementation improves quality of life for women with PCOs, helping with physical functioning, emotional well-being, and managing common symptoms of the condition. Women with higher magnesium intake had a 32% lower risk of frailty, according to the Nurses Health Study. Low magnesium levels accelerate cellular aging and DNA damage, leading to premature tissue and organ aging. You can increase your magnesium levels through dietary sources like raw milk, broccoli, seaweed, supplements, or alternative methods like Epsom salt baths. Hemorrhoids are normal vascular tissues in everyone's anal canal that become problematic when inflamed, affecting 75% of Americans and causing symptoms like itching, bleeding, and pain. Hemorrhoids are classified as either internal, inside the rectum, or external, around the anus. Risk factors include pregnancy, constipation, obesity, prolonged toilet sitting, and low-fiber diets. Preventing constipation through proper hydration and fiber intake is essential, along with adopting correct squatting posture during bowel movements. Natural remedies include sitz baths, aloe vera, witch hazel, ice packs, and coconut oil, with healing time varying from days to weeks depending on severity. Exercise, particularly walking and yoga, helps facilitate healing by improving circulation. Through certain activities like cycling and weightlifting should be avoided during flare-ups. Fermented foods have the potential to modulate the microbiota gut-brain axis, offering neuroprotective benefits by influencing gut and brain communication, immune pathways, and nervous system functions. These foods are an affordable and accessible dietary intervention, providing practical strategy for enhancing mental health across diverse populations by introducing beneficial microbes and bioactive compounds. Fermented foods contain microbes and molecules with neuroactive potential, which actively influence brain function and mood through the production of microbial metabolites during fermentation. Long-term consumption of fermented foods is important for achieving mental health benefits as they help maintain gut and brain barrier integrity, reduce inflammation, and modulate hormone levels like serotonin and GLP-1. Current studies on fermented foods often lack appropriate controls, leading to challenges in standardizing interventions and accurately measuring their effects on mental health. Edible flowers are gaining popularity due to their nutritional and health benefits, containing bioactive compounds like carotenoids and phenolic compounds that offer antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Many edible flowers are useful in bioremediation, helping to clean contaminated environments, which highlights their dual role in health and environmental sustainability. The market for edible flowers is expanding as customers seek foods with culinary appeal and health benefits, driving interest in their use in functional food and natural remedies. Safety is a key concern with edible flowers as some contain toxic compounds, so proper identification, preparation, and consumption are necessary to maximize benefits and minimize risk. Recent studies have analyzed the nutritional and phytochemical profiles of specific edible flowers, revealing unique compositions of vitamins and minerals and bioactive compounds that contribute to their health-promoting properties. What types of flowers are edible? Well, there are 119 different species of edible flowers with agricultural, nutritional, or health-related significance. Here are some. Dianthus, nasturtiums, pansies, violets, hosta, calendula, French marigolds, chrysanthemums, carnations, roses, and even more. Ensuring safe and beneficial use of edible flowers involves proper identification, preparation, and mindful consumption. Now, here are some steps to help you enjoy the benefits while minimizing the risk. Identify safe and beneficial flowers. Before incorporating edible flowers into your meals, make sure to accurately identify which species are safe to consume. Familiarize yourself with common edible varieties like chamomile, calendula, pumpkin blossoms, and begonias. And if you're uncertain about a particular flower, seek advice from a knowledgeable herbalist. Accurate identification helps prevent accidental ingestion of toxic species. Source flowers from reliable suppliers. Always obtain edible flowers from trustworthy sources to ensure they haven't been exposed to harmful pesticides or herbicides. Buy them from organic markets or specialized suppliers. Better yet, consider growing your own flowers so you have full control over their cultivation. Avoid flowers purchased from florists and don't forage them from roadsides, as they are more likely to contain harmful chemicals that are difficult to remove. Number 3 is properly prepare and handle the flowers. Preparation is key to reducing potential toxicity while preserving the nutritional benefits of edible flowers. Gently wash all flowers thoroughly under cool running water to remove any residual pesticides or contaminants. Remove the stamen and any other pollen-producing parts to minimize the risk of allergic reactions. For flowers known to contain toxic compounds, such as certain marigolds, ensure they are cooked adequately before consumption to deactivate harmful substances. Number 4, introduce edible flowers gradually into your diet. Start by adding small quantities of edible flowers to your dishes to see how your body reacts. Gradually increase the amount as you become more accustomed, monitoring for any adverse effects. This cautious approach allows you to enjoy the nutritional benefits while ensuring that your digestive system handles the new additions well. And here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Gardner's Candies, Inc. Chocolate Candy Bars for Undeclared Cashews. Astellas Pharma USA, Inc. Tacrolimus and Tacrolimus Extended Release Capsules for Empty Capsules. Alcon Laboratories Sustain Lubricant Eye Drops for Fungal Contamination. Jose Madrid Salsa, Chipotle Conquisto Salsa for Undeclared Yellow Dyes. Endo Inc. Par Pharmaceutical Adrenaline Chloride Solution for Unapproved Drug. Little U.S. Taste of Deutschland Frozen Buttered Vegetables, Carrots, Peas, Cauliflowers, and Corn for Undeclared Milk. Ralph's Packing Company is recalling 3,132 pounds of pork and beef bologna products for undeclared milk. Impero Foods and Meats, Inc. is recalling 7,485 pounds of pork sausage products for lack of inspection. MXBB, Umeric Acid Hyaluronic Acid Caplets for undeclared drugs. Breckenridge Pharmaceuticals, Remedy Pack, Inc., Amerisource Health Services, and PDX RX Pharmaceuticals, Inc., their duloxetine delayed release capsules, all dosages for cancer-causing impurities. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals, chlorpromazine hydrochloride tablets, all dosages for impurities. Handsome Brook Farms, Kirkland Signature Organic Pasture-Raised Eggs for salmonella. Sun-fed produce, raw cucumbers, salmonella. Zoe U.S. Inc. Daily 30-plus prebiotic blend dietary supplement for small metal pieces and or stones in that little supplement. Easy Spuds Inc. Cucumbers, diced Greek cut for salmonella. Borsari Food Company Bloody Mary mix for undeclared anchovy and soy. And that's it for this week's Health Super segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio Your Way, HealthyLife.net.